State Dance Tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Egg Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben, Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dole Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State Dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State Dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chival Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.
15 minutes.
Hey, welcome to back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're about an hour away from the Shadows of Jazz team dancing in the finals here tonight, along with Frazee, Marshall School of Duluth, Yellow Medicine East, Aitken, and Zambrona. Someone's going to come away with some hardware. And speaking of hardware, I'm join me here on this remote from Target Center as two Shadow alumni. We got Madeline Oppett with me and Victoria Zinda. Thanks for looking me up.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, I was texting you. When are you going to come down and talk to me? Right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. You guys are former Shadows, and we'll start with you, Madeline. How long did you dance for Coach Lisa?
I danced on the team for 6 years, and I was on varsity for 5.
Okay. Did you do both jazz and high kick?
Yep. I did varsity high kick for 5 years and varsity jazz for 2 years.
Okay. And you've been out since one year, right?
Yep, this is my first year.
And what are you doing now?
I am attending school at the University of Minnesota here in the city. So.
Okay. You liking it?
I love it a lot.
Okay. I think your friend sitting next to you here is not attending the University of Minnesota.
No.
Where does she go, Victoria?
I go to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, so go Badgers.
So go first.
We're going to have a fight here in a little bit. Yeah, Victoria Zinda joins me, and of course, you're at the university. How long have you been at Wisconsin?
This is my second year at the University of Wisconsin,
okay.
And I'm a pre-elementary ed major right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, what are you going for, Maddie?
I'm...
You decided yet?
Well, I'm technically undecided, but I'm pretty set on English, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but okay. we'll see.
Madeline, I know you've only been out 1 year, and how much for you, Victoria?
This is my second year out.
Okay. Do you want to be on the floor with these girls today?
Yes. Yeah, very much.
Yep, it's kind of an emotional time too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know how much you love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your time as a Shadow. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the best part of my high school career. All the girls still dancing are girls we danced with, so
okay.
It's really... really emotional for us to watch them because they're our teammates forever. So
right.
Yeah.
Yep. How about you, Victoria? Do you miss it?
Yeah, I miss it a lot. I think it's really fun to come back and see how much they've progressed, especially since, like Maddie and I have said, we danced with basically all of them, and so we've basically just seen them grow into the dancers that they've become, and it's really great to see them finally getting rewarded for all the hard work that they've
yep.
put in.
Right. Yeah, you do put a lot of hard work in if you're a Shadow.
Yeah.
Talk
yeah.
about that. Practice is at what time?
Oh, gosh. Well, we'd have late practices for jazz once a week, but usually it was more than once a week, and then we'd have our 5:30 a.m. practices on Wednesdays, and a lot of hours
yeah.
in the Madison Elementary Gym.
Is that correct there, Victoria?
Yeah, a lot of hours and a lot of summer camps and mm-hmm. Saturdays, so.
Yeah, well, it's fun, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys went to state every year, except 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2015 where you didn't qualify to go to state.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was
really hard, but I think we didn't get over it, but we weren't sad for very long. We just used it to fuel ourselves, to just keep pushing and working harder and, you know, get what we really wanted. So,
yeah.
As a drive.
And the next year you placed fifth at state in high kick, and then you placed in jazz as well. So.
Yep. Yeah.
What did you like better, Victoria, jazz or high kick?
Well, I didn't do
jazz.
Didn't
do jazz. Why is that?
I just, like, kind of got it. I started doing jazz as a junior, and I did JV jazz, and I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't really want to bring the team down because I felt like they had to put me on varsity if I was a senior. So I enjoyed from the side, but yeah, I definitely regret not doing jazz.
What were your routines? One was a French thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was my senior year. We did the French theme, A Dance Through France.
Dance Through France.
Yeah.
You know, it took me about half the year to realize you were making the Eiffel Tower on the ship.
We made a lot of objects that year. We made a Ferris wheel and a clock and a windmill and the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, we were making lots of shapes.
Yeah, I'm a little slow. There's the Eiffel Tower. Now I see it. And what was that before that? Do you remember?
The year before that was Ladies of the 80s,
yeah.
And that was the year we didn't make it to state, and then...
It's the 80s thing, that's what did it.
The year before that, we did our flapper, flapper routine, kind of like the Great Gatsby.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
My freshman year.
Yeah, what do you think about this year's team, high kick?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's so much talent. It's crazy.
Yep. It's hardcore, it's heavy metal, it's in-your-face type thing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And they do it well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got your family here today?
I do not. My mom is working at the Valley today, so she will be here tomorrow, and so will my dad.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, what's some favorite memories that you have as a shadow? Oh, if you had to pick one memory, what would you say? Let me put you on the spot there. One memory as an alumni talking. Okay, they're thinking. And
I think mine would either be winning sections my senior year or just like any year when we finish performing on the state floor and we just run off and it's just, you know, it's the greatest feeling.
It's a rush type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Victoria?
I would have to say, I guess, my senior year, I just had a really good time. Because the year before that was the year we didn't make it to state, and so it was just really fun to kind of come back with a vengeance and really work hard and make it back to state, and now they're here doing really well. So.
Oh, awesome. Good. And I know it means a lot. There's a lot of alumni that come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead. All right. Thanks. Thanks for joining me here today at Target Center. It's always nice to see you, and always a shadow.
Always.
What's the saying?
Once a shadow, always a shadow.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you.
That's we're on radio. You can't see them, but as they're talking, they have tears in their eyes. You can see they're tearing up because it means so much to them being a shadow. And so thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So now they can't talk because I made them cry. All right, that's Victoria Zinda and Madeline Offit, Shadow alumni here at Target Center. And once again, the jazz team will be performing here in a little bit. And we'll continue with our broadcast here from Target Center in a little bit.